3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the introduction to the Pierce County Fair podcast. My name is Frank Ginther, and I'm the Pierce County 4-H Youth Development Agent, and I work at the University of Wisconsin Extension Office.
Hi, and I'm Ann Webb, and I am the Pierce County Fair Coordinator.
In this section of the Introduction to Fair podcast, we're going to talk to you about a very important piece of literature, Ann.
It is our fair book. It's a book that we print every 2 years. This is the last year of this fair book.
It is, yes. So if you have one, it's going to be an antique soon. So, so first of all, we'd like to explain to you a little bit about why we have a Pierce County Fair book. Essentially, Anne, I think you would agree with me, it's basically an organized way to keep information, isn't it?
That is correct.
In this fair book, we display all the project areas and all of the possible exhibits that you could bring to the Pierce County Fair, whether you were an open class exhibitor or a junior fair exhibitor. Technically, that would be people, the difference between people who are in some kind of a youth group or people who are a resident of Pierce County and just want to bring something for fun.
Want to exhibit at the fair as well, yes.
Right. Now, probably the most important pages in the fair book, and there are a lot of important pages, but the most important for you as an exhibitor will be pages 2 and 3. And this isn't the first time you're going to hear us talk about that, and it's not the last time you're going to hear us talk about it. Page 2 and 3 is when and where. That really answers those two major questions about the county fair. Now, what you'll see when you open your book to page 2 and 3, and by the way, this book's available either online or from your club, is that right?
That's correct. You can either get it online by accessing the county website, which is www.co.pierce.wi.us. Otherwise, we have it in local business places throughout Pierce County. You can get it from your club leader, or our fair office does have extra books available as well.
And I think I saw a couple left here in the extension office. So anyway, check out page 2 and 3, because that table format that you see there, that is going to tell you when to check in your exhibits, when your exhibits will be judged, and exactly what building your exhibits will be located in. So you will want to look at page 2 and 3 quite often of your county fair book. All right, rules and regulations are also an important part of the book, and Anne's going to talk a little bit about those.
Right, we have rules and regulations that everybody should take time to review. It is a little bit lengthier section. It's pages 13 through 21 of the fair book, but it does tell you what is available to do during the fair. Are you allowed to stay overnight with your animal? What do you do if you lose your junior fair ticket?
When can you decorate your booth?
Exactly. When are the barn decorations going up? How long does your project have to stay at the fair?
What age you have to be to exhibit at the fair? Is that in
correct.
That section
it's
too?
All the rules and regulations, the ins and outs of what's going to go on during the fair, and that way all the questions should be answered if you would just read and look through pages 13 through 21 of that fair book as well.
Yeah, that's great advice, Anne, and that those rules and regs are very helpful. They even, I think, include some health regulations for your animals and so forth. Now, there are individual rules and regulations by department as well, and they're much more specific, and we'll talk about those in our next section of this podcast. Anne said a little bit about where to find your book, and just as a reminder, you can look online. She talked about them being available at local businesses. You also might find them by going to your club meeting. Check with your club leader. Typically in these springtime club meetings in May and June is when they're giving them out. And then the fair office and extension office. And we're both located where, Anne?
We are located in the Pierce County Office Building, which is located behind the courthouse on Kinney Street.
Yep, that's 412 West Kinney Street is where you'll find us in Ellsworth here if you need to check out the possibility of picking up a book directly from the fair or the extension offices. Finally, as we said, this is a 2-year book, and this is the second year of the book. So shortly they will become antiques, so hang on to your book this year, and after the fair this year, we'll be looking for your suggestions for all kinds of new additions and changes and ways to update the Pierce County Fair book for 2009 and 2010.
That would be perfect.
Thanks for listening.